Internet and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello out there, I'm Radioland, and welcome to another edition of everybody's favourite gaming podcast, The Gamer Show. I completely forgot what we were called there for a second.
when you tell lies that monumental, you kind of lose track.
You mean Steve's favourite gaming
kind of. Yes. Hi, Steve.
We're here. It's a Wednesday night. I'm exhausted. It's been a really hard day at work.
So should we close the door so we don't hear the women?
Yeah, the women folk.
Yeah.
Yes, in the kitchen, doing the dishes and whatnot.
Yeah.
Myself, Sam and Chiz are here.
Hi.
Hello.
Are we all good?
We're pretty excited tonight.
Yeah. I don't know if we're overstimulated or just knackered, but I can feel there's no life here.
Yeah, we're kind of apologising. There's a couple of things wrong tonight.
It's a fairly standard show then, really. Yeah.
It's a Wednesday evening, so all of us are fairly knackered. And also, we're trying out a new piece of software for recording the show tonight, so I'm fully expecting us to have to record this show a couple of times.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. Before we jump straight into the Microsoft announcement, we've got a bit of contact, a little bit of feedback and stuff to go on this week. So in the last show, we were talking about a game called...
Also a film.
It was also a film, yeah. So we were describing it as basically you had like steel balls and you were chucking them about and there was a little hole. It was basically like handball.
In the 70s or something.
Yeah, it was in the 70s. And a few people have contacted us. So I just want to give a shout out to Andy Vaughan. So that's Anders UK on Twitter. Latest Gamer Show, I think you three were trying to recall Speedball, just in case no one has said yet. So thank you very much for Andy. You are quite right. You were the first person to let us know that
it was
Speedball.
Just put it out there. You're allowed
to tell
people. That was
the game on Mega Drive, the Speedball.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to tell people this? Personal.
It says Twitter's public.
I think we're right. As long as I say, please, everyone, viciously attack him.
And as long as we don't give out his personal mobile number, right. I think we're okay.
07.
But the fact that he lives on 2 Church Street is fine.
Yeah, I know. We don't have to worry about that. Yeah, as long as we don't mention any of that, I think we're okay. Anyway, thank you, Andy, for letting us know. He's also given a link to the Wikipedia article, which I will chuck into the show notes, so you can read about the awesomeness that
I feel that's pretty lazy. That's kind of rubbing it in, I know more than you, but I didn't actually bother writing it. It's the kind of thing that I would do, and I appreciate it.
Okay.
Someone modelling themselves on you.
Yeah, don't. Just a heads up before you do that, just don't.
We also got a lovely email from a gentleman named John.
Hi, John.
From Australia. And he says, hi, Paul, Chiz and Sam. Congratulations on the first birthday of the Gamer Show. I've been listening since the first show and I find the show very entertaining and informative. In regard to the birthday episode, the game you are thinking of, I believe, is Speedball. And the James Caan film was Rollerball, made in 1975 and remade in 2002. See, that's the kind of effort Andy should have went
with.
That John gets top notch on there.
I mean, he's probably just read it off the Wikipedia page.
Yeah, but at least he bothered to rewrite it in his own words. I've left your review in the Australian iTunes. Keep up the good work. Thanks, John. Well, thank you very much, John. And we also have his review, which we read out every single review that we get. So no matter
which
what...
Which is why you hear so few of them.
Again, from John, let Paul, Chiz and Sam guide you through the world of gaming, news, reviews, unique insight, biscuits, and the Bargain Basement Challenge. It's a 5-star from John. So thank you very much. And please leave us a review on iTunes. It makes a huge difference to our chart position and rubbish like that.
Yeah. John, just heads up, I spent a bit of time in Australia. It's quite nice. I would go outside instead of listening to us. It's just my 10-penny piece.
I'm sure this podcast drives people outside, eh?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
There's also this wild new... I know because we're all in Scotland that we don't get the kind of new technology that the rest of the world gets, but you normally listen to these on mobile devices, so there's every chance that John is outside.
What?
I know.
I've got the brand new iCup and string.
But
I would hate to be string.
How do you plug it in if you're wandering around outside?
I don't know. I think they've got a really long cable.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Shout really loud, you're fine.
I do that anyway. Yeah.
So anyway, so that was our feedback this week. Thank you very much, folks, for getting in contact with us. So the main thing that's happened this week and the reason we pushed the show back a couple of days is basically because Xbox made an announcement last night.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, Sam.
Well, Estonia haven't got back to me with the release information yet.
So we found out as we were sitting
down... Was it Estonia that the PS4 said, they're a busy country?
I told you, all the big stuff comes out in Estonia.
No, it was Latvia that the...
That was Latvia.
Well, Estonia's just...
Those Eastern European countries and their console development, dear God, they're amazing.
Yeah. So we found out on the way in, when we were kind of sitting down and getting set up, that Sam has not only not read any articles about Xbox, he also...
I've read news articles on it.
...has not listened to the news. But what we did find out was that his girlfriend listened to an article about...
She had Radio 1 in the car, which made my ears bleed. But then the news came on, so it was bearable. And they had a short piece on the Xbox.
Yeah, but that's not what you said. You said she'd heard it and then relayed the information to you.
No, that's what Chiz told you.
I'm pretty sure our listeners know more about the Xbox than one third of our podcast.
To be fair, in general, our listeners are probably...
Yeah, I suppose we wouldn't be listening to a game podcast if we didn't already know about it.
No. What I'm saying is they probably know more than we do anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not like we have inside sources on anything.
They probably only listen for our recommendations of biscuits, to be fair.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what biscuits did you bring tonight?
We had curry tonight, so I didn't bother bringing biscuits.
We still have the Garibaldi biscuits, actually.
Oh, do we? Let's break out the Garibaldi biscuits.
If you nip down the stairs while I kind of do the
intro. All right, I will do.
It's in the Fox's tin that's in the kitchen.
Okay. My Fox's tin.
Your Fox's tin that you left at Christmas time.
Which Amy is furious about, by the way. She has tin fury at me. I was supposed to take it home.
That girl loves her tins.
She does.
It's the box that you left here after the Christmas quiz. Yeah. The tin. Yes, anyway, so...
Right, now that he's gone, I'm going to test to see if he actually listens to the podcast, okay. Or he claims. He stinks tonight of fags and...
Oh, wow, we're only 107. Yeah,
if you beep that, folk will just think I said
Very good, yeah. Chiz.
Anyway.
Very good. That doesn't make any sense. The counter on this new piece of software doesn't make any sense. That says 107.21. And we've not only been going for 1 hour and 7 minutes, and we've not been going for 1 minute and 7 seconds.
Oh, God, I don't know.
There may be some swears in this podcast, because I'm going to really struggle to find them.
Well, if there is, you won't hear it, because this podcast will probably die.
Okay, anyway, right, so in preparation for the Microsoft announcement, PlayStation actually released a little bit of information, which we will put a link in the show notes, but basically it's a video...
They trolled Microsoft before
they really
launch.
Did with absolutely nothing.
To be fair, I bet Microsoft would have done much the same thing. They're all trying to backstab each other, but they're all trying to get one over, aren't they?
Sam's back with his biscuits. They are trying to get one over on each other, but we'll put a link in the show notes for the video. But it shows nothing. It almost kind of so basically describe it if you can't be bothered to watch a video. So in the distance, there's kind of a really really out of focus black cube, and then it like
it seems to have a lot of holes and slots on it.
Yeah. And plugs.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, I think I've already seen a picture of someone's mashed it all together to have an idea what the concept. I think it's done in jest. It just looks awful. I'm sure I'd go faster stripes on it as well.
But it was just. I think they were just trying to get out because they suspected that Microsoft would show hardware. And as we all know, famously, the PlayStation announcement did not include any hardware whatsoever.
No.
So they were just trying to give a little bit of a taster of what the PS4 might look like before Microsoft released their information.
Yeah.
But
just like to say that the story Chiz told about me while I was away wasn't true apart from the sheep.
T3, the gadget website.
That actually fits in pretty well with what I said. So.
It actually does.
I'm quite good.
So we'll put a link in the show notes for this.
It's like a George Foreman from the year 2050.
Yeah, it's not an attractive device. Sorry, I'll move that around on a screen you can see there, Sam. Look.
That's not what it actually looks like. It's someone's mashed together from the pictures released.
Yeah, I saw...
I mean,
some
to be fair, it's a fair old attempt at it. If you look at the video, you can actually see all those parts. It sort of looks a little bit like a child's laptop as like a concept from the 1960s.
A child's laptop that has bred with a PlayStation, I think.
Mm. And then there's this odd kind of circular bit at the back that kind of looks like it might dispense cling film.
Yeah.
Or, I hope it does.
Or light fags.
Yeah, it does.
It's my perfect console.
So, yeah, that's all they released. They basically released this quite dramatic video. Sort of had, I kind of feel like I had a sort of a Michael Bay film teaser as it kind of like just smashed like just out of focus shots of things happening.
Yeah. It didn't have a lingering shot of a girl's butt, so
oh, well, that's
it, was just, it was just that short of being a Michael Bay video.
So, yeah, so they're probably giving that more showtime than it actually needs. But
yeah.
So I will just paste those
and
into
we'll
the
see
shorts.
What it probably looks like in a few weeks, no doubt, at E3.
Yeah. Have we got dates for E3? Yeah, it's the second week of June as normal.
It's in about.
Let me just Google that. You know, we're really.
It was Microsoft started a counter at the end. It was 19 days. It must have been 18 days' time, which is over 2 weeks.
June 11th to the 13th, E3 2013. If anybody wants to send us next year, you can send donations.
I remember you telling me and Sam you're going to buy us tickets for that this year.
Yeah, I know.
Only if something happened, but it didn't.
It didn't. No, that's right. Yeah.
You just couldn't go through the sexual favours.
No.
It just wasn't.
He was uglier than you thought.
Actually, he was fine with the sexual favours. He just couldn't pull off the boob job that he had to get to get the job.
He thought, oh, it'll be fine once he takes off his suit. Oh my God, that's not a suit.
No, so we're not at E3. Just
stop. Oh well.
So anyway,
you just need to man up and suck some.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, shall we talk about the new Xbox?
Yeah. It's probably not.
The other thing I suppose to mention this week, just before we jump straight into Microsoft stuff, is that Ubisoft have apparently said that they are really excited about all the titles that they're going to release on the Wii U. How exciting. Is everybody really chuffed about that? I just thought we'd bring something in for Nintendo before we jump into Microsoft.
While news. EA say they're releasing nothing for the Wii U. We're looking forward to releasing nothing.
Oh, also,
we're breaking out the hammocks.
I feel it's news that you got your confirmation that your Ouija board has been...
Ouija board?
Yeah.
The Ouyas are being released. So,
that's it.
We hopefully should receive the gamer show Ouya at some point in the next 2 weeks. So we should have a review of that on the next show.
Yeah.
I suppose that's all the camps covered, so we can now move on to the Microsoft stuff. Because if you're not interested in hearing anything about the Microsoft stuff, you probably can fast forward to about 50 minutes before the end of the show. Because the rest of the show is basically going to be talking about the new...
That good Xbox. Bit that people normally listen to. Mm.
Yeah.
I think the first thing.
The end music.
Mm. Yeah, I love the lift music.
There are people who really like that music.
I friggin' love the lift music.
Yeah, there are people who dislike it terribly there. Anyway. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You can't
stop listening to the show. Go away.
You can't please everyone.
So, let's just start. So, it's not called Xbox Infinity.
No.
Neither is it called Nextbox, nor is it called the Xbox 720.
Or Durango, but we knew it was going to call that either.
Yeah, because Durango was the code name, the internal code name.
Yeah.
It is called, rather inventively, the Xbox One.
I think it's a bit poor.
It's one thing I'll give them is no one predicted that one.
No, that's true.
No, they didn't.
Do you think they just had a list of stuff?
I actually thought it was just going to be called Xbox.
I think they just had a list of stuff, and they were kind of looking at it and just checked out what people had predicted and crossed off all the ones that they had done and gone, oh, well, we're only left with one, then.
Paul, can you switch your chat off or something?
Sorry, it's my iMessage. It's coming through. It's not coming through in the recording. It's just
really annoying, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't... Like, the thing is... Has there ever been a name of a console that you've liked? You just kind of... I mean, Xbox 360, it was a stupid name as well, but you just kind of... You will get used to it. And, like, the Wii, remember that changed from the Nintendo... It was Revolution, and they changed it to the Wii, and we basically laughed our balls right off our body.
Well, it is crap.
But we've kind of, it's still crap, but we've just kind of accepted it now. Just like, this is not necessarily a bad name. We'll accept it, move on. The name of a concert doesn't really matter.
Yeah. And the,
just stop it, Paul.
I can't stop it.
Can you turn it off?
The listeners don't even know what you're talking about because it's not coming through the recording.
It's annoying the hell out of me. You know, just tell them to sod off.
It's finished now. Yahtzee of The Escapist and Zero Punctuation, he put a tweet out this morning that was quite funny. He said, maybe somebody said, Xbox Infinity, Jesus, could we name it something any more pretentious? And they didn't realise somebody was being sarcastic. That was quite funny. So it's the Xbox One. No news on release date, but I'm assuming it will be holiday this year, so like kind of August, September time.
Don't refer to it as holiday this year.
Well, there might be people of multiple religions and creeds.
August, September time.
Okay, August, September time.
It has no religious connotations at all anyway, so
well,
what the hell
unless
are you
go
about?
By the...
I don't think it'll be out before September.
Bedism.
Bedism,
every Tuesday in August is pub day. And you have to drink at least 4 pints of ale.
Indeed. Yeah, so it's likely to be out about the same time as the PlayStation 4. Is that normal? I was trying to think, and I actually maybe should have looked into this, because I'm sure the information's on the internet somewhere, but I don't remember the two of them coming out together at any point in the past. No. There's always been quite a distance between them.
The PS2 was definitely out before the original Xbox, by quite some time, I think at least a year or so. And Xbox 360 was a year before the PlayStation 3. And then was the Wii even after that or something?
But yeah, the Wii was after that. Yeah.
Do you pull the curtain over? Sure. Just so yeah, the sun's right in my face.
It'd be interesting to basically.
Yes, we do
I think,
have sun in Scotland.
I think it would basically be down to. Well, for me, I will be buying probably one of them near launch, and it'll be basically up to what games are available at launch and what games are coming out for it. Will be which one I choose first, and I'll probably get the other one at a later date.
Yeah, but I think it's likely I'll go with the Xbox first because I've never been a huge fan and a huge adopter. A huge fan's the wrong word, but I've never been kind of first to the plate with the PlayStation, but I have been with the Xbox just because I like the controller better on the Xbox. I like Xbox Live as a online gaming experience. So I'm likely to go with the Xbox first if I was forced to choose, I think.
For me, I'm not too fussed. I'm just what I say it depends on the games.
So, anyway.
It's on cost, and I'm going to wait off.
Yeah, yeah. As is your style with everything. Yeah. So let's kind of cover this off one by one.
What do you make the look of it?
I don't dislike the look of it. It looks a little bit too much like you would... if it wasn't so shiny, the shape of it and the feel of it sort of look like it sits in like an office environment. Just something about it looks like you would think it was just kind of a quite high-tech shredder.
Do you know...
It's abandoned your usual sort of look for a console. It's trying to look like something that you'd have...
Set-top box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a DVR or your sound system, whatever. It makes sense. They want it to blend. They want that is what they're aiming for, for something to sit in amongst that and be your go-to thing.
I have to admit, I think that's a good thing from my point of view, because one thing that always bugs me about consoles is it's very, very difficult to put them in like an entertainment cabinet in the living room, because they always have to either sit separately or sit... Or they have to sit on the top.
Yeah.
And you can't, like, stack two or three... So, like, if you had the Wii, the Xbox and the PlayStation, you could kind of pile the PlayStation on top of the Xbox because it's curved. But then would you put the Wii and then you end up having to have the Wii sitting by the side?
On top of the Xbox, it looks like a sandwich.
Yeah. but I quite like what they're doing here. It's nice.
It's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. It's actually quite hefty.
It is hefty.
Surprisingly. Mm. Which hopefully, and they've said it's whisper quiet, which is a good thing because the original Xbox was, when it first came out, quite loud.
Yeah,
it was a bit shouty.
And hopefully they've also, because the size of it, that means it's better built and less likely to burn your house down or, you know, melt itself, which with the Red Ring of Death of the original Xbox, so hopefully it doesn't have the same problems as that.
It doesn't look, I mean, I can't see any close-up shots of it, but it doesn't look like it's got the kind of standard Xbox ring with four.
No, I think it's got the Xbox symbol, which I think lights up when you switch it on, but it doesn't look like it's got the controller, you know, the usual sort of the lights with the controllers and whatnot, which one, it's maybe one reason when it does actually red ring, it's no longer a red ring, so no one can use that meme anymore.
Yeah. So the internals of it, apparently it's a custom-built, or as far as I can tell, a custom-built CPU. Microsoft and AMD have partnered to make a custom 40-nanometer chip with an 8-core CPU and GPU that powers the One.
It's much the same what's in the PS4, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. That was 8 cores.
Obviously, well, it won't be exactly the same, but it'd be much the same power, I would think.
8 gigabytes of RAM, which, Chiz, I noticed a note from you earlier on. We're assuming it's DDR3, because it would have shouted if it was DDR5, I would imagine.
They've confirmed since then it is in fact, DDR3.
500 gigabyte hard drive. That's interesting, based on something that will come on in a wee bit, which is basically around the whole kind of games getting installed. Mm-hmm. 500 gig doesn't seem that much, but we'll talk about
that now. I would push it past that as well, because they're pushing it as a media centre. Mm-hmm. So
everything's streaming now immediately. Yeah, I get your point, but look at the Apple TV. The Apple TV has no hard drive.
Yeah.
Okay. But I do get your point broadly, though.
I'm talking more music, I think, as opposed to
films. Streaming, Spotify, RDO.
The only thing you can't really stream these days is games.
I don't, personally.
Yeah. You don't, but that's possibly due to the nature of our broadband, which we've talked about here before. I mean, Google I.O. last week have announced that they're doing a streaming service. Mm-hmm. Hotly rumoured that Apple's going to be announcing some kind of streaming service. It's a matter of time before Microsoft jump into that world. In fact, they may already with Zune in the States. I really don't know. So it's possible. I would be very shocked if Microsoft doesn't come out with some kind of streaming music service.
Someone mentioned it. Azure or something it's called?
Yeah, Azure is their cloud service.
Yeah, is it that much the same thing?
That's more like Amazon Cloud. It's kind of their server infrastructure that you can hire. But in theory, that could house some kind of streaming service that would make use of Azure. But anyway, we're going off piece here a little bit. USB 3, which kind of makes sense. There was no chance they were going to put Thunderbolt in it.
No. The ports, it seemed to be two ports on the back and one port on the left-hand side of it.
See, that bugs me because I regularly plug my controllers in and I hate having to deal with cables around the back and at the side.
Yeah, it'd be better if it was some little bit on the front rather than the side, because what if you got it wedged in against something else? Yeah. But, a problem you'll have to overcome.
Indeed. 802.11n Wi-Fi. Now, I know nothing about Wi-Fi standards. Is that good?
I assume it must be good. It says it's good. Super fast Wi-Fi, but it must be a bit quicker than what we've already got, or in Xbox already.
Does it quote speed at all?
No.
Just quotes.
Yeah, I don't know.
That it's N rather than G, and that is a good thing.
Is it? Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know anything about Wi-Fi, so...
That's a bit as far as my knowledge.
G's kind of single information goes that way, and then it comes back, N travels information in both directions at the same time.
Do they go through the alphabet, or is it...
It's a huge oversimplification, but...
Yeah, no. Broadly what it does. Right, okay. So we've not, we've not missed, K.
No.
And stuff.
No. And N's been out for quite a while.
I just had a complete mind blank on what letters are between N and G. K. I think it's K.
We had it on recording as well.
There's a few other ones.
So that's broadly the internals to it. Blu-ray drive, we should probably mention.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Makes sense.
It had to go that way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not said what sort of speed the Blu-ray is, although if you have to install games, obviously it doesn't really matter the speed of it, as long as it installs quickly.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it must be quicker than what the PS3 is, which is painfully slow.
And bundled with every Xbox One... which I think is the case for all Xboxes now, isn't it? You can't buy an Xbox without a Kinect now, can you?
I think you still can't separately, I think. Wrong on that one, but I think so.
So it's coming with the new Kinect sensor.
Which is quite hefty as well.
It seems quite a bulky device.
It just reminds me of Johnny 5. I don't know why.
It doesn't.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I can see where you come from there.
I think Short Circuit's a good film. And it gets away with it.
I don't like this. I wanted it to be smaller, and from all pictures, it kind of looks like it's quite a bit bigger. If you've got a TV...
It looks like a bloody speaker system.
Well, I was looking... Because I'm about to buy a new telly, and I was looking at soundbars that go along the front, which aren't as good as surround sound, but I don't like the cables coming around my room. And I'm not that much of an audiophile to care that much, so I was going to get a soundbar. This is going to get in the way of that. Yeah. Or it's just going to end up...
It depends. Well, you can mount it on top of your... I don't know how you mount it.
I know. But anyway. So the big thing that they seem to be doing on here is a lot more voice control. So you can say the same. I mean, it's very similar to what you could do before, where you could launch games and do stuff like that with your voice. But so you're able to say things like Xbox on, your console will turn on. Say go to TV, go to Internet Explorer. The Xbox can take you there. It seemed to all work quite well on the presentation, but then again, obviously it was going to
Xbox turned into PlayStation 4. Bugger.
It appears, from all I can read, that it means that we'll always be listening to what's going on, even if it's switched off.
Yeah, it's like...
Right. Is it it's going like to cower in the pan. Corner like my dog does when me and Amy have an argument?
But if it's always listening to you, is it always recording?
Bill Gates just has a whole room full of TVs and just sits in his pants and watches you.
Bill Gates' version of Sliver.
Yeah. What's Paul Whitley up to today? Oh, it's the pink pants.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I like that. I get the reason for it.
Yeah, it definitely brings out the tin hat paranoia thing in you.
Yeah. So. Basically, what Microsoft are doing is they're putting it's like
they've maybe gotten together with the CIA to help fund it. So, yeah, if you give us like £1 billion, we can put a camera in everyone's houses
and have it always on and always connected to the internet.
Yeah.
Can you go Xbox, cover your ears? Yeah.
How would you tell it not to?
The time to start worrying is when
a button. Xbox, don't look at me. I'm hideous.
It's like. You know it's time to worry when, on the news, there's a picture of it. This is a wanted man, he's sitting there playing a console. You go, what? How did they get that picture?
A lot of Skype integration as well.
Which kind of given once they bought Skype.
Yeah, it was kind of, everybody saw that one coming.
They've got a camera microphone, that makes sense.
Yeah, and it could be quite a nice experience, actually. So that's basically Kinect. Has anybody got anything else?
We've not actually talked about the actual camera, how it works. It looks for what the videos I've seen, it looks like it works much, much better. Well, it looks like it actually works. Mm.
They're not going to release videos that make it look like it works.
They've shown that the videos they released it's the people who work for websites who review this stuff actually using it.
All right.
And it works in the dark as well, so it's basically got night vision. It can see you anytime.
This is getting more sinister.
It can apparently read your heart rate.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that was quite cool when I read that.
I don't know if it can do. Like, I was led to believe it could identify individual its fingers, but I don't know if it can do that.
Leap Motion can do that, so presumably that technology is available.
It can identify pressure. Say, for example, if you're jumping around, it identifies what muscles you're using and what pressure you're using them at, and all sorts of fancy stuff. So, it basically looks, it looks really. From what I've seen, it looks a lot more responsive, and it works. So, it'd be interesting what games. Yeah. The game should be much
lot
better for Kinect.
Of fitness games. Yeah, I imagine.
But it's going to revolutionize the porn industry. It's phenomenal.
So we might actually see Kinect games that are actually good this generation.
It'd be quite good.
There'll be a lot of crap as well, no doubt.
Upgraded controller. So not much in terms of extra functionality in terms of the buttons. So you still get your
standard. The D-pad looks much, much better.
You can't turn it because that was quite. I never even used a D-pad that you turned, but you used to have one that you could kind of flick to an angle.
They improved the D-pad where you could turn it. They've got rid of that, but that one, just the way it looks like it's set out from the stop, you don't need to turn it, it just works. Because it's not on a circular pad anymore, it's just proper in across.
Yeah. Standard XYAB to your analog controller, start and select the Xbox button on the logo. It's kind of more centered at the top. Presume, albeit I haven't seen any photographs to confirm this, but I presume two triggers in the back, shoulder button and a trigger.
Yep. And the triggers actually have motors in them to vibrate as well.
I like that. That sounded quite cool.
And I was reading somewhere where it was someone was trying out and they were skeptical of how it would work, but until they started using them, it says it would work. Say imagine you're flying something, you can feel the vibrations through what you need to press and stuff, and press at the right time. And driving a car, you get your normal sort of vibrations, but also through the trigger, so you could, get the right pressure for the throttle and brake and stuff.
Yeah.
Or a submachine gun.
Yeah, you could feel it kind of pulsing back at you. That would be nice.
Rather in your palm, through your finger.
But through both.
Yeah.
You're getting that kind of feedback through your through the triggers
good,
and stuff.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
And the back and start button have been changed. Although they've not said what exactly they are, but I assume they're for multitasking your pains and stuff and various other... But basically, they're multimedia sort of features, I'd assume, but... Mm. And they'll probably do much the same as the starting back
again,
in games and
that
stuff.
Sounds very useful for the porn industry.
So, moving on, and like we have alluded to earlier, is that... actually, I'm going to skip over that bit for a second. I'm going to go to games.
That's a very short section.
I'll go back to that in a second. So we were talking about the whole idea around having to install games.
Mm-hmm.
So from what I can tell... they're still not 100% confirming whether it has to be always on. There doesn't seem to be any confirmation around that.
They've left that it wasn't. That you had to.
It's not mandatory.
It had to be on the first time you played it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It sounds like they're leaving it up to the developers, depending on the game, if they want it to be always on. But it sounds like, at the same time, it sounds like Xbox has to be on at least once a day at some point. Although that's still. It sounds like it's all still not quite.
What if
right
you're on holiday?
Hazy.
What are they going to do? Punish you for going on holiday? No, you didn't put your Xbox on the internet while you were away.
But does it not mean that...
I think you're misunderstanding, but okay.
No, I'm not. Well, from what you were saying...
Yeah, but if you're on holiday, who's using your Xbox?
What?
No one, so...
Well, you just said...
It has to be on the internet once a day. So if you're playing the game... you, as long as it goes on, like, to just authenticate, you can then take it back off the internet.
But what if I turn my router off while I'm away on holiday?
Yeah, but you're not playing the Xbox.
The Xbox isn't on, was it, Martin? When you come back, you'll be back online.
I was just going by your...
But if there's no one physically there, who plays the Xbox? Does the Xbox play me?
Ellie, what? No, you
in
said...
In my sure Xbox plays you.
You said that it had to go online once a day.
Yeah, he did say that, but I
took it literally.
Well, you shouldn't have.
I always take cheers literally.
So... You're supposed to when you first of all put a game in, it downloads it onto the hard drive, so it installs it onto the machine.
Yeah. If it's Blu-ray, it could be quite hefty. Well, depending on the game, it could be quite hefty.
500 gigabyte hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
It just
you could fill that up pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've said that you can use a external drive with it.
Yeah, right.
So you can use that for everything.
External drive.
But you can do that with the Xbox just now. So
not the same way, but you can use. You can use the external drive for anything the internal drive can do as well. So you can store anything on it.
You could do that with the current one. I have like my gamer score and save game files and things like that all on a little USB stick that I move between my Xboxes.
Because there was a time where it would use up only a certain amount of gig, but now it's free for any size. Mm-hmm. It's probably changed, yeah.
There was a firmware update like a couple of years ago that allowed you to do that. That's good, but that's a hassle. With the PlayStation, you can actually... pop it open and stick a bigger hard drive in.
Yeah. Well, on the PlayStation 3 anyway, don't know if you can do it at the PlayStation 4. They've not said what size, so...
Exactly. Don't know that that's less or more hassle one way or the other.
Well, it's more hassle if you're a power user and you want to do that. Mm. If you don't,
most
no big deal.
Most people aren't, though. So,
and that's fine. But the option's there. Listen to me preaching about power users and having the option and being an Apple fanboy. But...
a tempered... Apple fanboy these days, I think.
I think the idea, if it was a larger hard drive, it would probably push the cost up.
Yeah.
And that idea, I think, is by if you did put in another hard drive in it, its hard drive speeds are all different and different speeds. This way, they know what speed the hard drive's in all of them, so they can judge everyone's in the same level.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about games.
It just occurred to me just now.
Just?
What? Yeah, just. Just now. Just. What do you reckon the chances are that they bring out SSD versions in the not too distant future?
I think it's highly likely.
Probably both lots.
I think it definitely will at some
point. Once the price drops a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
How
it's
much
not obscene at the moment.
Your 240 gig one?
I think it was at 130.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. It's like
concerning about the year before, like last year, a good year and a half ago, I paid. Same 120 quid for 120 gig one.
Mm.
And then it's like halved in price in that year, which is very annoying.
I think it's inevitable that they will come out with SSD, because surely it's got to be a good thing for gaming that you've got higher read and write speed. Mm-hmm.
When they eventually do their slim, which maybe this is why we'll do it'd be easier to do a slim version of this console.
SSD. Yeah, definitely.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. So going on from games, going on from running the games in the device, there wasn't really that much about games, primarily because a couple of days before the announcement, Microsoft actually said that they were going to split into two parts. Mm. And they were going to talk about games more at E3 and the actual console here. But
a lot of people, the internet's went mental because they're saying, oh, it's such a media hub rather than a games console, which...
Because that's really what they focused on at the press conference.
It's Microsoft I've always kind of said that was always their idea. Yeah. When they released the first console, they wanted it to be a jack of all trades, an entertainment system that played
PC
games as well.
PC in every home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in every living room.
And as much as the conference was a bit drab and annoying, I didn't see many games, it does make sense that they would get all the entertainment and hub stuff here and then leave E3 for the game. I'm sure they'll probably still do entertainment stuff at E3, but the majority of it will be games. They said there's 15 exclusive titles in the works for it, which should be out within the next year or two, within the next year or so, and 8 of them are brand new IPs, which is quite good.
It's cool. They announced Forza Motorsport, a new version of Forza Motorsport, and Quantum Break. A title that blends live action TV with gaming, apparently.
Yeah. What?
They didn't. That confused me. What is? It's made by Remedy, the same folk it made Max Payne and Alan Wake. So that should be good. But the trailer didn't reveal much at all. So I'm going to wait till E3 to make my mind up on that. The trailers for all the games were just a bit. EA were just goddamn annoying.
Yeah, so they rolled out the same thing that everybody could be guaranteed with: Madden NFL 25, NBA Live 14, FIFA 14, and EA Sports UFC. So hardline surprise there.
Gosh,
I know. Yeah. And just to shock everybody further, Activision were around to shout about the new Call of Duty Ghosts.
That was just as much as I'd like to see it to see what the new gen engine of that game looks like. It does look nice, looks good. I think Battlefield 4 looks better though, and. I don't know, it's just some of the stuff they went into detail about was just stupid. It's like, oh, like, we've got detail now, we get dirt under the fingernails for your hands in first place.
Yeah.
Who cares? Mm. And then they're shouting, like, apparently you've got a companion through the game, which is a dog. And they're showing they compared the dog that they had in past it's called Duty to their new one. It's like, yeah, of course it looks better.
I
still didn't think it looked that amazing, but it's, at the same time, it's like, I don't know, it's just Activision and Call of Duty just. As I say, I'm tired of them. I'm sure the game will still be solid and good, but their presentation was just rubbish. It was like a tech demo, but as boring as tech demos can be, it was just the worst tech demo thing I've ever seen.
That's kind of all the gaming out of the way. And just to cover off before
which is a bit depressing.
Yeah, I know.
As I said, hopefully E3 must be much better. It's PlayStation 4 will show their a bigger hand there as well.
Quite clearly stated that it is going to be for gaming stuff. So
Moving on to kind of what was the lion's share of this story, but I don't know if we'll spend too much time on here. So it was around the whole kind of TV media hub interface. So they showed off a new UI, which basically looks broadly like the UI they've got just now, just with a black background. It's the same kind of tiled interface that we've seen in Windows 8, and we've currently got in the Xbox UI, which, as far as I can tell, although this, I've never seen this 100% confirmed, but there is has been an announcement that they're going to update the Xbox 360 UI late summer. So I can only assume that it's going to be exactly the same as this, or very, very close.
I would assume so, yeah.
So you still got your gamer ID top left, you've got your titles across the top, and then your tiles similar to every Microsoft interface that you're seeing just now, which is fine because it's unified, and I get that. Mm. And that's kind of okay.
I think it works on a console as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate Windows 8. I actually hate it.
Mm-hmm.
But on the console, it works perfectly.
Yeah. It does. I really like the Xbox One. And I know Chiz is going to have a go at me here because he's going to go, what? In his way that he does. But I find the PlayStation interface quite annoying. And I know it's ridiculous, but I always forget where the DVD is. And I end up going along. Yeah, I think so. Mm. But it's not immediately obvious.
It's not the best either. No. I think it does what it needs to do, but as I still think there's still not a perfect UI out there.
We're still
trying to find it, or like as it's, at the same time, you can't please everyone.
Perfect doesn't exist anyway. So
there'll be some point. The focus say, oh, I absolutely love this UI, it's because they've got used to it and that's what they like now. Mm-hmm. And they hate other ones, even though it's probably just as good, if not better or worse. But it's because they're not used to it. Once you get used to something different, it's fine. The only thing I don't like about the new Xbox is their trending thing they've put in.
Trending,
which is basically anything that's trending, what your friends are playing. Basically, the Xbox, as I say, it's like it getting to know you, it says. It can tell what games you're playing. Basically, spying on you again, if there's films or friends you're playing or whatever, it's like, oh, or basically throwing advertisements in your face. I think you'd like this now.
It's going to allow us to do kind of task switching as well, apparently. So quite quickly going between them. And what I
from what the demo did look pretty impressive. Yeah. Although the guy did say, oh, you know, like when I'm watching a film, watching TV, playing a game, or skyping a friend at the same time. It's really a job. Who does that all at the same time? You're doing it wrong.
A bloke certainly wouldn't.
What was interesting, I thought, was installing games, you can watch telly, which I thought was quite cool.
Yeah.
So you can switch and leave the game installed in the background and watch a film or TV or chat to your mum on Skype or something.
Yeah. I can do that at the moment.
It'd be quite handy.
I can have the Xbox downloading stuff and then just switch it over to telly.
But can you do it with your voice?
No.
You wouldn't get notifications, so presumably this would allow you to watch telly and maybe keep the process indicator down the bottom left-hand corner or something like that, so that you still could keep an eye on it.
That's fair.
I'm not heard of it. Are you able to play other games while it's installing a different game?
Didn't see anything about that.
Because you can install the game, we'll get to the pre-owned hoopla it's about. Because you can install the game to your hard drive, which you can do in the 360 now as well, and the PS3, but usually you have to keep the disc in. You don't need the disc in this now because it associates that with your gamer tag. Mm-hmm. So you can take the disc out, but there's obviously ways around those.
If you're installing at the same time, though, then you're going to be burning information onto the hard drive and reading from it at the same time, which you can do, but it'll be...
Yeah, you could affect performance.
It'd be a bit shoddy.
Yeah, but that's what...
Yeah.
Unless they've got a way around.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. So,
okay, we're done.
Is there anything else to talk about?
Are we going pre-owned, or are you getting to that?
I'm getting to that. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about topic?
No.
So you've just derailed me just for a little bit of a moment.
It was just a very definite cut-off.
Yeah, because we could ramble on forever.
Well, we normally do. That wasn't really a swear. That was a F and then a space and an ing at the end.
So it's kind of like I already bleeped that one.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Xbox Live is still staying around. It seems that everything's going to be exactly the same. You're still going to have your premium gold subscription, which can transfer over. The only thing that they seem to talk about in that is the new game DVR, which, lo and behold, allows you to record, edit, and publish videos of your game.
They kind of did have to have that, though.
Who's going to use it? We said the same about the Wii U.
People do, though.
The Wii U, the PlayStation.
People do, Paul.
Yeah.
Frustrates me. Maybe I'm just old. Maybe it's a young person's game.
People really do. Some of the videos are quite funny. They are.
Okay.
There's one in particular that you reference every now and again.
No, that's different. That is somebody
that's
making...
That's me saying. No, sorry.
No. That's somebody who's got a talent for that and is making an entertaining video. What this functionality is for is not for that. So you would have to use like screen recording software or something like that to make the kind of videos we're talking about. So I'm obviously referring to that thing that I've completely forgotten the name of.
The one where the bloke shouts his name and charges into the room is the one that I was thinking about.
Oh, Leroy Jenkins. Yeah. That wasn't what I was thinking about. But actually, you've got a fair point there. Yeah. That does kind of override what I was about to say.
Okay.
What I thought you were talking about was the Irish dude that we sometimes reference.
Daniel Dwyer.
Okay. I was not mad, but...
But yeah, okay, fair enough. That's a fair point. Leroy Jenkins is an example of...
The odd funny one does appear.
Yeah. But in broadly, I don't want my Facebook stream. If I was of a generation where my friends might use this, and I think I probably am not. This is probably a early 20s thing. Maybe I'm being totally wrong there, and I'm assuming I'll get shut down if I am. I don't want my Facebook stream to be filled up with people going, lol, just killed a noob. And, you know, I'm just not interested in that.
Do you know anyone on your friends list that would do
you,
that?
No. You.
Oh, actually, no,
I would never say noob or lol.
A 45-minute video of you teabagging someone after killing them. Can totally see you doing
the
that.
The point I wasn't arguing that. The point right, I would never say lol or noob.
Oh, right, okay. Okay.
Cause anyway,
that's,
right.
Because that's what tossers say.
We'll change the phrasing on that one then.
Okay. So you've got that added to it.
There's editing tools you get with it. I don't know. It's the kind of put in because Sony had it, and if they didn't have it, folk would go, oh, but Sony has this.
Yeah.
And the console was capable
people
of doing
do
it.
People do use it. People do use it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand they use it. Just annoys me. Spend time developing something good. Go. A couple of things just quickly before we get onto the area that Chiz is obviously want to talk about. A couple of things. Spielberg apparently is involved in a project to bring Halo to TV. So this is a quote on The Verge.
It's a series, I suppose.
Exactly. In his first attempt to original TV content, Microsoft and subsidiary 343 Industries will be launching a live-action series based on the flagship Halo franchise, Halo, the television series. This will debut on Xbox Live. Apparently, Steven Spielberg is coming on board as an executive producer, but has given absolutely no more details about what else he's going to do.
So they're just labelling his name on it?
Yeah, I mean, it's possibly that. I would imagine he'd probably have something.
Here, have a couple of million. Can I put your name on this? Yeah. Bye.
He'll be standing at the back having a cup of coffee, or they'll make a massive paper mashy head of them to leer over them to make sure they do a good job.
The NFL is being brought to it. So NFL partnership apparently has given Microsoft exclusive rights.
Yeah, this is all the American TV stuff that doesn't have anything to do with us, if we get access to it. Yeah, but
I would be interested in that.
At launch, all the TV stuff is only available in America at launch.
However,
and it might come to us.
And I'm not suggesting that people should do this. And I must say it's legal at all. But I have heard on the grapevine somewhere that there are services such as Unblock US. And if you have an American credit card, you may actually be able to get access to this content in the UK. I'm just assuming. I'm not basing that on any evidence at all.
Okay. I'll talk to you off podcast to get information on that.
I don't know anything about this at all. Anyway, finally...
I heard from a man with a
dog. If you'd like
to
phone Paul about this issue after the show, please call.
I have no idea of anybody who
might
have
Google dodgy American credit cards.
And so finally, on Microsoft, before we get to what we've been playing this week in Bargain Basement, the pre-owned saga.
Yeah, it's still all confusing. There's not an actual proper answer to that,
There's all this naff going on about, like, you can do it, but you'll have to pay a little bit.
Yeah.
Which just sounds like Microsoft just want their chunk.
So essentially what this is, just to give us a little bit of backdrop in case you haven't heard about this before. So basically, as I'm sure many of you are aware, you can buy pre-owned games from the likes of CEX or Game or GameStation. I know they're not high street stores anywhere. They go
even
websites.
Even Tesco's and stuff.
Even Tesco's do pre-owned. But more than that, you've also got your services like Love Film, Netflix, I think in the States they may still have a DVD service. I don't know if they do or not. You've got Love Film. You also have your friend, like Chiz, lending me a game to play. So it's not just about the pre-owned market, because basically what the whole pre-owned thing is developers wanting a cut of resales. So if Sam bought a game, Sam bought Grand Theft Auto 5, he completed
it. Which is likely.
He completed it, and then he hasn't got anything else to do with it. So he sells it to me for 20 quid. And I buy it for 20 quid, and I'm happy. He's happy. He's half the price of the game. I've got a game for 20 quid. Everybody's happy. But apparently developers are not happy about that because they want a cut of that trade. Now, if I sell my car tomorrow, Seat do not want 10% of the value of my car.
No, they might want it, but they're not frigging getting it.
that's
what we should be saying to them.
Yeah, why should games be different to everything else on the planet?
But it's not just games now. To be honest, it's things like Kindle books.
Yeah.
you know, there are supposed to be ways to lend, but the publisher has to say, yes, you're allowed to lend it. They're just getting too friggin' greedy. Mm. Why should they? They've been able to survive in the past. Fair enough, piracy is probably more of a problem now than it ever has been before. But if you weren't so friggin' greedy, I think piracy wouldn't be that much of a problem.
Mm-hmm. I was reading an article the other day that it was saying piracy isn't as bad as what its publishers are making it.
I bet it's not.
Have you ever seen, there's a quite an interesting video. I question some of the stats in it and stuff. But there's the maths behind piracy.
No.
I'll put a link in the show notes to that, actually. It's quite amusing. I'd be interested. Yeah. Some of it's questionable maths, to be fair. But
I'm not condoning piracy because I don't approve of piracy. I don't download anything and I don't take pirate versions of anything. I don't. I just don't.
Anyway, but, so...
Why should they get it?
Agreed.
Yeah.
It makes me angry.
So the whole thing around this is Microsoft have been quite cagey on details around this whole idea of will they be allowing pre-owned games? Because as I think, Chiz, you mentioned earlier on, basically what this does is when you install a game, it basically says, yep, you own this version of the game. It like kind of fingerprints that version of the game and you don't need the disc in the drive anymore. So in theory, you could sell that game and it would be absolutely fine.
Yeah, it's like I think they've kind of cornered myself because now, before we can't do it right. Say I've got a game installed and I lend it to Sam, but I can't play that game because I need the disc in my console to play it. But now, because you no longer need the disc in your console to play it, if it didn't have something in place, I could just give that game to Sam. He can install it, and it gets installed everywhere. And everyone's got it for now. One person.
That's fair enough.
They need to find obviously a way to stop that. But the way that they've done it, like what I've heard is, say I sell a game to Sam for £20. Then you go, oh, I've got your 20, put it in, but then it could charge him full price for that game. So it's been pointless him buying second hand because he's been charged another £40 to even play the game he's bought for £20. So he's ended up paying £20 more.
Yeah.
So they need to find, like, if it was just what sort of fee, it makes no, it's all confusing.
Unless the actual physical game was fingerprinted in some way.
They've not given a straight answer, and I think it's because all the Sony Defense Force are going mad and attacking it, which is fair enough, but at the same time, Sony hasn't actually said what they're doing. All they've said is, you will be able to play pre-owned games. But
Microsoft are technically saying that as well.
Exactly, but Sony haven't answered, but how exactly? What's happening? So I think that they've been unclear in answers, and they're saying themselves that they're still sorting things out, because it's Microsoft, they're saying they've been speaking to its retailers, because obviously it's GameStop and some of the Americans are all, their shares plummeted as soon as this was announced. And I've lost my train of thought now.
And they're not happy about it and they've been shouting about it.
Yeah, I understand. It's a whole business model's going down the shawney.
I think because they're sorting everything out now, I think they've got an idea of what they'll do, but they've left themselves a bit of wiggle room to see what the other company's doing.
Yeah.
So they don't want to be the ones that shaft the consumers.
Public reaction.
They're maybe behind doors meeting with Sony going, yes, let's agree to both do this. We're not all...
they shouldn't. Oh, then again, I don't know if the monopoly laws work the same, but certainly if they were British companies, they wouldn't be allowed to do it.
No, I don't think they're allowed to do that.
It's price, price.
You're not allowed to do it, but you think it doesn't happen?
Oh, yeah. But
look at oil and petrol. That's definitely happens.
Well, yeah, it's been talked about. Yeah. It's happening.
The worst I would allow them to get away. I think I would honestly not buy either if they were getting too greedy. I think the worst I would allow them perhaps is, say, you have the game and it's a single installation. And it can be done. Like, I'm thinking of the antivirus that I use is BullGuard Antivirus. That knows when I have more than one computer using the same installation under my account. Fair enough. Like, if you can install it on your computer, on your Xbox, and then perhaps you pay like a 50p kind of release fee, so it's no longer connected to your account and it removes itself, and then you can sell it.
See, the problem with that is you then have to get in a world of like kind of thumbprinting the physical hardware, the physical disc.
Yeah.
Because how do you could pay that 50 pence, which then means release from your account, but then sell it to Chiz, who then installs it on his machine, and me, and it, we're all using the disks.
But then, what, yeah,
we're using the same disks, and it just becomes a bit...
A can of worms, basically. Yeah. But at the same time, it's basically, that's how basically Steam works, and so you can't... I can't loan you a game
that's pretty filthy as well.
Steam, so like it's like we're bitching about this, but it's just, this is already basically in practice on PC.
Yeah,
and so like and I understand why
its PC consoles games are cheaper.
Yeah, they are. And like and I get understand.
Unless
you're
buying them through Steam,
it's because of PC gaming. I think we've went down this road as well because like PC, you know, we're doing the same because it's not fair. We're losing money.
Well, it's basically.
It's just greed.
This
and
just
control.
Seems to me like. They really want to get to a world where it's downloading games. I mean, I think everybody probably wants to get there. I find Steam, albeit it is quite expensive, I find Steam a really, really good experience. GOG.com, I've been buying a lot of games from there recently because they seem to be bringing out older games coming back to like...
It's fine with the little ones, though.
And I'm fine with that, but...
At the same time, Steam's only worth buying when there's sales.
Yeah,
the rest of the time, games are stupidly expensive.
Yeah. But the problem
that
the consoles are trying to get around to is they're saying, we'll give you all the experience of a Steam-like functionality. Game's installed on your hard drive, it's yours, you don't have to worry about the physical media once you've installed it. But the problem is, they can't expect everybody to download 8 to 10 gig games, so they're having to give you the physical media. And if you can kind of take it right back to a very, very basic level, all they're essentially doing is posting you the download to save you downloading it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's effectively what we're talking about here, if they go down that road. And we are broadly accepting of it in the PC market. While I totally accept that our bargain basement section goes down in flames if this does happen, because that whole section of this show is built on the idea of pre-owned games.
Oh, damn. That would suck.
I think it'll be a good few years till we get to that point anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
And Sam will probably be dead by then. Anyway.
I would have thought so.
Anyway, so that is...
Or fired.
That is basically the Xbox One announcement in a nutshell. We could probably meander on for hours and debate this.
Sorry, I was going to clarify is because it's assigned to your one, it was gamertag, I was wondering if you've got somebody else in the household on the same Xbox, that means they can't play it. Yeah. It means they can't. Anyone playing on your Xbox that your gamertag is associated with can play it.
Unless they do the whole family thing. So like if you've got a family account, you're okay.
Yeah.
But say
if I was lending the game to Sam, I'd basically have to go with the game and sign in as my gamer tag to play it at his.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's when it gets... If it's a different Xbox, that your game tag has to travel over. But if your game tag's on that console, it would mean Sam would be able to play it.
I suppose
if my game
that's
tag
a
was
way
on the console.
Of doing it. Like if you had a friend that
you
sufficiently... You
want to give them your password for your Hotmail account, essentially, is what you're...
They've already said, please don't not do that.
I don't have a Hotmail account.
And I'm fairly... you must do, because...
Well, yeah, but I don't
account.
Use it in any
But
fashion.
I am positive
they've
the terms
it since
of service...
It doesn't have to be Hotmail anymore.
Okay. Well, I'm positive that the terms of service that you'll agree to when you sign into that is that you don't give somebody else access to that account.
Yeah, probably, but... Yeah.
So you're in violation of that. So you're either doing piracy or you're violating the terms of service. So, anyway, Sam, what have you been playing this week?
I have been playing the Walking Dead games, which have finally been released on disc, not through Steam, because Steam was obscenely priced and I didn't want to pay that much. and I got it for £15.
Nice.
And,
how many games are in
and
that?
And also, there doesn't appear to be any form of DRM at all in it. So I'll be lending it to you, Paul, when I'm done. Huzzah!
Is there four in that series?
Five.
Five.
It's five parts. Each episode's about... it can take between, I'd say, 45 minutes to over an hour, I'd say.
I've been taking it slow. It's
been about 2 hours per episode, I would say, but not far off it. So it's...
I'm not even through the first one, and I was playing
game.
Kind of hour and a half.
Mm.
Cool.
I'm probably quite close to the end of it.
Life and death decisions.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Not as many people have died as I would have liked. What is that? And why are you doing it? Stop it. Was my answer that friggin' bored?
Yeah, I'm bored now. Just, what have you been playing this week?
I've been playing...
Sorry.
It wasn't a flesh flute, anyway. I've been playing Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Oh, cool.
And
how is that?
Yeah, it's good. The only thing I would say against it is in Far Cry 3, it was up to you to kind of have your own fun and mess about. This one kind of goes, you will have fun now, do this, because it's fun. It's basically, you even have a button. Like, I noticed when I was playing a controller that the right trigger, when you're not aiming at someone, just flicks flicks your middle finger at people. And just the game tries so hard to make sure that you act like a d- that you don't even have to pretend to act like a d- but no, it's good fun. I'd say it's much the same as Far Cry 3. It's either the outposts, it is the garrisons you have to take over. And I'd say there's blood dragons around, which are just basically
giant big dragons.
Yeah, but without wings and whatnot. Mm. And they shoot laser beams out their eyes. And you can attract them. If you crouch, they're basically blind and can't see you. So they're quite easy to sneak around. But the whole point is you basically use them in the environment to basically, if you knock out a shield at one of the garrisons, they basically, if there's one's nearby, it'll automatically go in the garrison and start kicking everyone's ass. But you can lure it to the places by throwing hearts that you've pulled from the cyber people things.
All right, okay.
If you played Far Cry 3, it's basically exactly the same as that, except with the 80s vibe and pretty good sense of humour. It's been pretty good so far. I've not totally completed the story yet. I've been going around doing all of the side quests and unlocking all the weapons and stuff, mm-hmm. and whatnot. But yeah, I'm quite enjoying it. If you like Far Cry 3, I definitely recommend it.
Cool.
It's like £10 on Steam or whatever you buy it for.
£11, I believe. Yeah, about that, I've been watching it.
Mm-hmm. Seeing if it drops, because you can buy it because you don't need Far Cry 3 to play it.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay, so it's not an add-on.
Yeah,
I've been watching it like a hawk.
I think £11 is just a little bit more than I want, actually.
It'll drop in price at some point.
Yeah.
I, off the back of one of our news articles last week, downloaded, legitimately paid for, Game Development Tycoon, or Game Dev Tycoon. This game had a lot of promise. I really, really wanted to enjoy it, and I did play it for a good. It was over a couple of hours in the train. I do all my gaming on the train back from London. So essentially, what you do is you set up a studio in your garage, and you're given a budget. And basically, it starts 30 years ago, and the game quite nicely runs through the whole of gaming history. So, but they don't obviously have license to use all the games. So, for example, the G64 comes out, which is obviously the Commodore 64. Vega release lots of systems, and I can't remember what their code name for Nintendo is. And all the game systems are called kind of names that are very, very close, and the graphics look identical to them. You have to buy licenses to develop for all these different platforms and things like that. And I have to admit, I really, really wanted to like this game. I played it for 2 hours. I did not get out of my garage. I got two hits from a review point of view. They were like 9 out of 10, 9 out of 10. And then the sales just flumped. And I found myself, the most entertaining part about this game was thinking up funny names for the game titles. So essentially what you did was you were given a tray of types of games. So you had like sport, military, racing, you know, like different genres for the games. You then decided what platform you were going to build it for, and you then decided by buying different components. Like at the beginning it was text based or 2D, and then as the game went on you could buy the ability to put 3D graphics in and an open world and artificial intelligence and the ability to save games and things like that. And all of these were like add-ons you had to buy and then put into the game. And effectively, you got to a point where you were just kind of clicking on random things just because I couldn't quite work out a pattern. Sometimes I would put a game in that was identical to a previous game and it would be a hit, but the previous one was a complete miss. It was on the same platform and I just couldn't work out the medicine, the special recipe to make the games really good. And I really got bored of it. And I really wanted to like it. I really wanted to support independent developers. But 2 hours and I was still in my garage and I was still, the only entertaining thing about the game was making up funny titles for the games. And
what was your most proud?
I can't really remember. There wasn't any that I particularly went,
chance. Oh,
that was hilarious. I was just kind of sitting there and I realised that when you type in the games, it's quite big fun. And as I've mentioned before, people kind of watch your screens. I was just trying to think up really funny things that people would be like, oh my God, what the hell is he?
Bert and Ernie's Sexual Cruise Adventures.
Oh, excuse me. So, yeah, I was quite disappointed, I have to say. Really wanted to like
it. How much was it?
Was it 8 quid or something? 7 quid.
Quite steep as well.
Yeah, I can't actually remember. Really wanted to like it, and I'm really, really sad that I wasn't more enamoured by it. But
I'm sure the last podcast went, 8 quid, you can't complain at that price, and I'm just called it steep.
It just was unbelievably repetitive. There was no real challenge there at all. But
maybe that's what they wanted to do. Maybe they wanted to give an accurate image of what their working life is like.
How soul-destroying it is.
Yeah. Please maybe. Don't become a game developer. It's the most depressing thing on the planet.
So on to the sponsor read for this week, so you two can amuse yourselves. This episode of The Gamer Show is brought to you by the awesome, awesome people at UK2. They provide all the web services and everything like that for British Tech Network and all the shows. They pick up all the bandwidth for all the shows, and they're absolutely superb. And we would really, really struggle without them. We just could not pick up all that bandwidth ourselves. So it's absolutely fantastic. They do a great job. And we would like you to support them too. So if you could head on over to the BritishTechNetwork.com, click on the sponsors link, and then use the click through to UK2, and you can buy all sorts of awesome stuff. DNS, domains, all sorts of great stuff for to build any kind of website. We would really, really appreciate, though, that if you come through the BritishTechNetwork.com for go through UK2, because otherwise it just you could just be getting these voucher codes and things like that off of news groups and whatnot. So we really, really appreciate that. So that's UK2. They support British Tech, and we hope that you support them too. Thank you very much.
That hurt my nose a lot more than it did on my nipple.
Okay. Sam.
Yep.
What bargain basement challenge did you have this week? What did you have then?
Wrote to
Beijing Olympics.
Azerbaijan or something.
The route to Azerbaijan. Is that not an episode of Family Guy?
I don't know. Beijing Olympics. Road to Beijing, was it?
So it's not that way, the Olympics, it's the road there.
So you're just walking along the 697 or something?
Just carrying the torch.
Yeah, maybe.
So you didn't play it?
No.
You're not even going to give us an excuse.
No, I just didn't play it. I'm going to play it this weekend.
Okay, fine. So you.
So I will do two this week.
Okay, fine. Cheers, what did you have?
I had Forza... Is this Motorsport 2? Yeah, it's the second one, yeah. I had Forza Motorsport 2, which I suppose kind of is fitting after seeing Forza 5 for the new Xbox, which is the launch title. It's these sort of games, it's obviously Microsoft's answer to Gran Turismo, which I've been bored of to death since Gran Turismo 2. And, yeah, it's much the same as that, if you've played it before, these sort of games before. It's good, it's solid, but as per usual these sort of games, after you unlock a few cars and after you've raced a few races, it's just the same thing over and over again. Yeah, you get more and better cars and whatnot, but I've done it twice before in Gran Turismo and did it in Prologue when I got my PS3, which bored me literally to tears and then into a coma.
Why then is that boring yet, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
A Grand Prix game. Yeah. Why is that not boring?
I don't know. The F1 games pull me because I just enjoy watching F1, and I think it's just more you can put yourself and imagine being an F1 driver. I think that's sort of, you know, childish.
I can't.
Play acting.
I see myself more as like a Destruction Derby.
Fat mechanic.
Through complete lack, yeah. Through complete.
All right, take the nuts up, Brella, no problem.
No, the kind of.
Ignore the bikini.
Mildly intellectually deficient cousin who comes in every now and again to race for them when they've broken their bodies.
Oh, I've got tetanus again.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, as I say, these sort of games have lost interest to me, but while games, it's been, the Codemaster games seem, I think it's because it is realistic to a point. I'm not saying it's like super realistic driving, but it's got to a point where it's not fun for me anymore. Even though I enjoy the simulation of F1, even though it's not a proper simulation of the sport, yeah, it's not, but it's close enough for my liking. But when it comes to its grid and dirt, I find them just far more fun.
Right, okay.
Compared to these, even though they are quite easier to drive than those games, that's probably why I like it as well. But yeah, I'd say still a good solid game if you're into that. If you want a closer simulation sort of game, but the one thing that's always bothered me in these games is the damage is always rubbish. It's just paintwork getting scratched and a bit of dents.
Why can't you smash the car to pieces?
There's some license thing, they're not allowed to do that.
There used to be, but I think it's now because there's so many cars in the game, it's actually would take too long to do the damaging on all of them, because there's literally like hundreds of cars in the game now. While in Grid and Dirt, there's maybe like 30, 40 cars, so they're able to actually properly do some damage. Still a lot of cars, but they actually that's why it's more fun to crash in those games.
Right.
You're not getting fair. That back. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the racing games on the next gen and see what the new Forza is like, and the graphics that they showed off for does look very, very pretty. So
cool.
That will pique my interest for 10 minutes again.
Cool. Cool. Okay, I had a game called Receiver. It was a Steam game. I think it was another indie title.
Which I owe you money for, or a pint for.
Yeah. So I don't really know where to start in this game. So you fire it up and you go straight into the game. There is no...
You put the game and you install it. It goes 5, 10, 20%. Do you want to start any further back here?
No. You fire up the game. So you double click
on the computer.
You double click on the icon and you go straight into it. There is no...
Remove pants, sit on the page. Find ass groove.
There's no tutorial. There's no information. You basically just, you're in a room.
It was a game that was made in 2 days or something.
At this point that you didn't put the kettle on, go through, put the kettle on.
Scratch left, test it, then right.
I'm trying to tell you about the frickin' game.
You're not doing it very well. We're getting distracted.
Down that time, young man.
I said frickin'.
Did you?
Yeah.
Didn't sound like it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I'll make you f***ing right down the time.
Well done.
Anyway.
So
Receiver.
Yes.
Go.
You start and you've got a gun. And the gun is kind of tilted down the way. There is no instructions on what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just randomly...
So you're just spazzing at the keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, that's all you could do. So I'm just pushing random buttons and I kept dropping the clip and then picking it back up again and then dropping it. And so there was a point where I had the gun floating in midair.
All right, so it's basically like a mini game to even get the... reload and hold the gun.
Yeah. So the gun's in my right hand, effectively, although it's floating in midair because you don't see your hands.
Yeah.
The gun's floating in midair to my right. The clip is floating in midair to my left. And all I seemed to work out how to do was to drop and then pick back up the clip. I spent ages dropping and picking back up the clip. I then decided that I was just going to give up that. So I just wandered about with the clip in one hand and the gun in the other hand. Wandered about the apartment and then came across a room that had two bullets on the floor. Picked up the bullets, managed to get the bullets inside the clip, but still couldn't work out how to put the clip in the gun.
I've got visions of you being a real cop acting in this manner. And everyone else going, what the hell?
Oh, all I was doing was like, crouch, stand up, drop clip, crouch, stand up, drop clip. That went on for ages. I eventually found a tape, which I played, and for the life of me, I have no memory as to what the tape said. I faintly remember it alluded to the idea that I might find more tapes around the world, but I never found any more. Eventually, after quite a bit of just wandering about and dropping my gun and picking it back up again, I worked out how to get the clip inside the gun, but then couldn't remember what key I'd pushed because I was just like kind of gorilla mashing the keyboard at this stage. No idea what button I pushed. Anyway, so I was a bit...
It was all this while on the train.
Yeah. It must have looked like I was having some kind of seizure. It was ridiculous. Eventually, I discovered up in the top right hand corner, it was like really, really dark. I died a couple of times. And the first time, it changes guns every time you die. Or not every time, but randomly it changes guns. So I wandered down these steps. It's a really, really dark game. And even with my brightness full on my laptop. And I wandered down these steps and I could hear something kind of coming towards me, like a little helicopter. And then I looked up and it seemed to be some kind of drone and it killed me. I then respawned and the drone was quite near me, so it killed me again. Respawned a third time. Had my gun, but I'd lost my torch this time. So everything was like practically pitch dark. In the darkness, I found... Up at the top right-hand corner, there was a question mark, like a grey question mark that hadn't been visible before because I had my torch and everything was semi-illuminated. So I pushed the question mark, and that showed me a list of all the buttons I pushed to do all the different things. And then it put at the bottom, for more detail, push the question mark twice. This gave me a further list of all the other things I could do. So I then worked out how to put the clip inside my gun and wander about and things like that. And the first thing I did was I emptied my clip. because I thought, I can shoot. So I started shooting with the left button. But then I ran out of bullets. There was no more bullets in the level. And you needed to shoot the lock to get out of the room. And that was the end of the game. I couldn't play any longer.
End of your playthrough.
End of my playthrough. I have to admit, I was just short of the hour. I was over the 50-minute mark. And I kind of realised that I now have to start this game all over again because I've wasted all my bullets. And I'm not going back through that again. So I have to admit, it took a little while to draw me in. If it could have given you that information right up front, how you deal with a gun, I think I probably would have been quite enjoyed it. But I just lost the will to live, to be honest, so... but that was Receiver. So, and that was our fun little show for the evening. And I think this is, because of the new software, I haven't quite worked out how to work out the time on this. So I've got a funny feeling this is a long...
Basement.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Is it worth giving Sam one?
Yeah.
Unless it's a sport one, in which case I'm not going to play anything.
I'll give you more selection. You can go first. Push any further down, you're going to the bottom of the bag. It's another sport one.
I'm having it.
I know, that's a snowboarding one.
Sam has Amped 3. Yeah, it's snowboarding, you know. I don't know.
Are they all sport games?
No, because he said no sport games.
that is motorsports.
Nah, I suppose.
Homefront. I don't mind that, actually. I've not played that. It's supposed to be not too bad. I think there's a sequel in the works from Crytek or something.
See? Not all sport games.
And is there two bags?
That is yours.
Oh, wow. I actually have a game that's been wrapped in kitchen roll.
I told Amy to wrap it in the back of the car, and that's what she wrapped it with. There's wrapping paper in there, but...
So I've got kitchen roll and then wrapping paper.
Yeah.
It's a PC.
It's kitchen roll, I believe, it's been used to pick up dog poo as well.
Nice. World Championship Snooker.
Yep.
Well, let's hope this works on a Mac, because otherwise I can't play it.
I reckon
you've always sussed away.
I reckon that'll play on your ancient...
Will it?
The laptop, yeah.
Laptop,
okay, very good. So, this has definitely run over time. I have no way of knowing because...
Okay, bye!
I can't actually see.
Maybe a lot of editing to do in this one.
Yeah, possibly. Couple of very quick announcements. So there's the Bash. Please get your tickets before the end of May. Tickets go off sale at the end of May, and you cannot come if you haven't bought your ticket by the end of May.
Woe is you.
Mm-hmm. So head on over to BritishDayNetwork.com and buy your ticket for the Bash and buy your ticket for the night before. We will be doing the quiz. If you want to come down and challenge Chizzy's knowledge, then please do so. We will be at the Bash with the Gamer Show twice yearly quiz. It will be awesome. All three of us will be there. Our good ladies will be there, apart from Chizzy's, because his is imaginary. And that's basically us.
Inflatable isn't imaginary.
It does mean our boobs have gotten bigger because...
No, well, yeah.
I can adjust at will.
So that's it. That's the show. You can get me on Twitter. I'm at Paul Wheatley. If you want to email us, please do so, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Please leave us a review on iTunes. They really, really help us. And you can follow Sam on Twitter at Dr. Nasty Flaps.
Yeah, don't bother.
Thank you very much and good night.
Head crop.